This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Ice Barrel, cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 595.
My
name's Igor Weigel.
Pat Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Shona?
Well,
what's happening?
Things are happening.
I'm watch done any? With, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm done with winter. Let's go summer.
I'm with this. So sick of this. There was a fucking pheasant in my backyard the other day that my dog chased. I thought I wasn't sure what the fuck was sitting on my fence. I'm like, is that a squirrel? Is that a cat? And then she fucking bum rushed it and it flew away. And I thought, oh, it was a hawk because it was big. And I'm like, nah, it probably wasn't a hawk. And I looked it up. Like, I had no idea we had pheasants here in Illinois. Like, that didn't make sense. But
maybe
yeah.
They're flying south because it's cold.
I don't know, man. It's wild. I was going to say, did you watch any playoff football? Because there's actually been some, like, the three games that I watched were all pretty fucking close.
I did not this weekend in particular. But I heard the Bills game was good.
Pretty much everyone, except for tonight. Yeah. Like, the fucking Cowboys are blowing out the Bucks so far. So, could be the end of Tom Brady.
Oh, Brady. Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually. So.
Yeah. I mean, he still got them to the playoffs. I think they were 7-8.
Yeah.
Or not good. I don't know. I don't
seems
do
like,
mass,
it seems like this year there were a lot of bad teams. And it just seemed like all around the league, there was a lot of parity. Like, they were just all over the place. Like, only a couple teams had really good records. So,
yeah. And fucking the things that I like. So, obviously, Detroit didn't make it to the playoffs. Well, Bears didn't make it. Detroit didn't make it. Green Bay didn't make it. And then fucking Minnesota got knocked out. I'm like, well, fuck everybody. All right. Fuck everyone in this division. So,
yeah,
this is what it is.
Oh, Minnesota. That's what happens when you don't have a defense.
Yeah, I think they just got lucky all season because there was that stat where, like, every close game, they pretty much won. I don't know if it was 7 or 8 one-score games. And the Bears were on the opposite side of that, where every close game by, like, one score, they lost. Or they won 1 out of 7 or 1 out of 8. So, doesn't matter. We got the first pick. That's all I'm hyped. We got the first pick. We're going to fucking trade that bitch out and fucking rape some teams and take all their picks and players. I can't wait because being number one, you can just fucking whore that shit out. And then maybe you drop to number 4 and then you have a shit ton of picks, still get the people you want. And I would like to see them double trade too, like trade to Houston and then have the number 2 slot and then trade down to like the Colts and like give them some action.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just fucking come away with everyone.
That'd be
everything.
Awesome.
The Bears. Spend all the money. And they hired a new team president. So.
Oh, good.
I forgot what that guy's role was. I swear I saw Real Sports on HBO, and I think they were talking about the guy because he's in college football, and I don't remember exactly what he was doing there, but whatever story they did, and I'm pretty sure it was that guy. I was like, oh, that guy seems like he's got his shit together, and he's going to be running the Bears. And he was with the Vikings. I think he helped them build their stadium, so he's got, like, he's been in the NFL for a while and understands some shit. So hopefully he can get our fucking stadium built in Arlington Heights.
That'd be great. No more Soldier Field. It's a bitch to go downtown. That. So
it's the worst stadium probably ever. And the parking situation sucks.
Atrocious.
It's a nightmare. Well, just getting to Chicago, like driving to Chicago sucks balls. We usually just take a train down and then fucking Uber around.
But, oh, yeah.
is what it is. All right, let's talk some fighting.
I want to talk about the Sean Strickland Imavov main event over the weekend, just briefly.
Sure. Strickland that was, took the fight on what, a week or like, two notice? Something.
Yeah, and I think he got paid handsomely for it. Imavov was supposed to fight Gastelum, but Gastelum had the mouth situation we talked about last week.
Yeah, he had like the hit, like face aids or
I don't know.
I don't know. He had like, I think Conor McGregor was commenting on that. He's like, what's with the face aids? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Strickland looked good. I mean, he came out pretty blitz, like guns blazing, you know, and he just had that loss to Cannonier back in like November, December. So it was like quick turnaround. And, you know,
I thought he would just fought like last month.
Yeah, maybe it's December. You're right.
Yeah.
So, you know, he looked good, proven a little bit too much for Imavov, and ended up getting the decision win. And, you know, the other thing that happened on the card was Dan Ige had the solid second round finish. So, I don't know, it's a pretty decent free card. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched parts, and the parts I watched, I liked. Did you?
There you go. Fair enough. Moving right along.
We're in and we're out. Let's talk about the big news. I know you want to talk about the big news. There's actually multiple big news, but
there's a lot of big news.
Where do we start?
Paige VanZant? No.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing. Nothing yet. nothing at all as he holds up three fingers. Let's talk about John Jones. Let's start there. Or no, you probably have to start with Francis Ngannou. But it's all tied together, right?
I suppose. I mean,
well, so it started with some arena posted a picture of fucking John Jones versus Ciryl Gane at UFC 285. I don't know. I think it might have been in Vegas because that's where that fight's going to take place. Mm-hmm. And then someone got a chance to like talk to John and he confirmed it. And then the UFC just had to fucking eat shit and say, oh, yeah, by the way, John Jones is fighting Ciryl Gane at UFC 285.
There you go. Here's the picture.
In Vegas on March 4th. And John signs like an 8-fight deal with the UFC too. So it's just wild. I mean, let's just talk about this fight. Like, did you even think this shit was going to happen? Like, it's been what, 3 years?
No, he hasn't fought in forever. He's been like looking like he's a power lifter and put on like 100 pounds of muscle or something. And no, I don't know. I mean, we said last week or the week before, we need John to come back. Like, this is what I'm looking for, and I'm happy about it.
Fuck yeah.
I actually like this matchup less for John than the Ngannou one. I think, you know, I think he presents some problems for John potentially. Where with Ngannou, I think you know what you're going to get. I know he's got a lot of power and he's scary, but Gane just, you know, I think he has a little more going, and I love it. I think it's fantastic. I'm excited. Finally, for the first time in a while, I'm like, ooh, here we go. Like, when are they fighting? 285, you said?
Yeah, March 4th.
Okay. Solid. That's soon.
Yeah. Well, I wanted John to fight Ngannou too because he would have been a little rusty. So Ciryl's been pretty consistently fighting. So like John's at a huge disadvantage just from a ring rust standpoint, but I think he can grapple fuck him if he wants. That would not shock me. And that's what I expect from John at heavyweight. Like, I think the hardest matchup for him is probably Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah, I can see wrestling because, I mean, Gon's got the power. You know, he just knocked out Tai Tuivasa, and that dude is no joke. I mean, I don't know. I like this matchup a lot. I think I like Gon's chances, actually, against John. I think
a rusty John, I think everyone's got a good shot, for sure.
But I feel like here's the thing. Like, if you're John Jones and you come in and you fight a Gon, now we're back at this weird thing. If he wins, did he really win the belt? Because if we can segue, like, basically the UFC released Ngannou, and was like, see you later, vacate your title, have a nice life. So now this belt is up for grabs, but it's like, if he beats Gunn, is he really the heavyweight champ? Or like, how does that
because
go?
The guy's not in the UFC anymore. So
okay, so you're okay
by default. Yeah, if he was still in the UFC, that's like who is it, the other 205 guy who got injured and they stripped the belt from him because he's injured. And then you have, like, I think it's this weekend, you have what, Glover and Hill fighting for that guy's belt or some shit. So it's weird, it's a weird situation, but it's good to have him back in. I just hope he's all clean and tested. And I don't, because I don't want to see, oh, John wins the heavyweight belt, but then he gets stripped of the title because he tested positive for some shit. You know, I hope we're past all that nonsense. But it's also just a weird thing, too, that you're going to make John your poster boy now. When you think about, like, his background and how many issues has he had versus Ngannou. Like, if I have to choose, like, who do I want the poster boy at heavyweight, I'm taking Ngannou. Because he's safer from, I know he's going to be at the fight. I know there's not going to be, like, arrests, strippers, whatever else. You never know with John what the fuck is going to happen. And failed drug tests on top of that, too. So,
yep.
It's a weird choice. And then let's talk about Francis. So, like, what did the UFC do here to Francis Ngannou?
Well, the Dana's party line is like, they let him go. He didn't want to be there. And then they're kind of making it seem like he was afraid to fight, you know, or whatever, which I have a quote from Eddie Alvarez, who he was like, okay, this is bullshit. Nobody in the UFC is afraid of anybody. It's a business decision. These guys are trying to make money on fights. And he's saying that the UFC lost the bid for Francis, and they can't admit that. So they just say that, you know, the scariest guy in the whole world is afraid to fight in the UFC. And then he goes on to say further, the UFC is afraid to pay fighters. This is the only reason people leave. Fighters don't give a fuck who the next opponent is. They care about what the pay is. And the business works perfect when everyone is broke and begging to fight at the top drop of a hat. Cooperation is key. When fighters make large purses, it disrupts the UFC's business. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%.
He's too much power?
Yeah, because you got to find that line. And I think we've talked about in the past where you want to pay them well, but not well enough. Because
well, where is that line, though?
Exactly. Like, where is the fair point?
Conor McGregor went over the line.
Right. And then he had too much power, because then he's like, I want a piece of the business. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, a piece of the business, you cunt. Like, get in line. Know your place, know your role.
Yeah.
So, and I think Francis was getting a little outspoken about fighter pay. And it seems odd that you push him out now, because everybody in the world is wanting to pick him up. I saw Bellator, BKFC, and then Hardcore Boxing, which I have no fucking idea what they are. They said they wanted him, and they said Hardcore Boxing offered him $3 million for a hardcore boxing match on March 18th against some other dude in their organization. But I mean, I'm not worried about Ngannou getting paid. Like, he's going to get paid, and he should. But I just feel like the fight that we're getting robbed of is John Jones versus Francis Ngannou. Like, that seemed like the big fight that, like, fuck. Because, like, who else are you going to keep matching John against? Like, Ngannou was the fucking legit champion.
Mm-hmm.
Unless DC is going to come out of fucking retirement.
No. Good God. We don't know. But here's my prediction on this. I think Francis Ngannou and John Jones will box. Do MMA. I don't know. They're going to box.
I don't see it.
If Ngannou's going to go box, and then John's going to come back and box.
I'd like to see it.
Cross promotion type shit.
He's got an 8-fight deal now. He's fucked. Yeah. And the other thing, like, how did Francis get out of his deal? Because I don't know how this has happened, because typically, you know, what happens is the UFC just sits on a contract and just says, fuck you.
Randy Couture.
Yeah.
I mean, and countless others. But
so I think it might relate to some of these lawsuits that the fighters have filed against the UFC. So maybe they had to put I think it's called a sunset clause in the contract, where if you haven't fought in a year, your contract's null and void.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So there's some new wording in it, because it started with Nate Diaz. Nate got released and I was like, holy fuck. And now you have Francis. So, and then the other question is, why the fuck are you letting two of your biggest stars, Nate being the biggest one, and then Francis, why are you letting those guys walk and not pay them?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to trim some fat. Yeah, they're getting ready to sell.
No.
Trim the bloat. Oh, shit. Hold on. Well, wardrobe man malfunction. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's just they don't want to pay, but you still need these guys to get people to watch your product. You can't just put on pies fighting every week, this pie versus that pie. So, I mean, it's going to come down to an ESPN kind of thing, where they're going to say, hey, we're not getting enough pay-per-views sales. You guys need to start fucking stacking the cards more. And if you keep letting everybody walk away, you're not going to have any fucking pay-per-view sales. Yeah. Cause I would pay to see Nate fight. I would pay to see Ngannou fight. I'd pay to see John fight, obviously. But if I got to choose between the three, I'd obviously want to watch Nate fight the most. I would rank it Nate, Francis, and then John, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's just a weird scenario. Like I can't ever remember a time where the UFC just lets all these people walk. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, I agree. There's something weird going on for sure. And maybe you're right. It could just be contractual changes that they're now forced to, you know, they can't sign someone for life, you know,
that's and good.
Fuck with them thing. Or whatever. So maybe that's what's happening, is it's adjusting. I do think Ngannou will be back.
In the UFC?
Yes. I think by the end of the year, he's going to be back. I think he'll do one fight somewhere else. And then depending on what happens with John Jones, they got to find a way to make that get that done. Because that's like an epic, super heavyweight fight. I mean, it's possible.
When you think about the UFC did like some one-offs with Brock Lesnar. Right. Could they not do a one-off with Francis? I don't know. That's tough. Because if Francis comes in for one fight and wins, then you're kind of, you know, want him to win and with the belt and then walk away. So they probably have to tie him up, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad for Francis, because now he's got free reign to do whatever the fuck he wants. Because we haven't even talked like PFL. I'm sure they're interested for their pay-per-view and boxing. He's probably going to do some type of boxing.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, he'll box, and then either he'll come back or Jones will go out and box him. I don't know. I got this sense like it's wrestling. It's WWE. They're fucking with us. It's not real, Matt. It's not real.
That's fine. I'm okay for it not real shit, because
it's all a game.
Yeah,
they're playing us. But I'm excited for Jones to be back. I don't know what's going to happen. I got to think on this some more. I just think this is a bad matchup for him. I think it was a better matchup with Ngannou.
I agree, too. Because I just think ring rust and Ngannou coming off of a fucking injury. I think it was a knee. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. We'll see. And then
go ahead.
I was going to move on unless you had anything else to add.
Go for it.
I was going to say, this weekend, you have UFC 283, Teixeira Hill. This is in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Yes.
Actually a decent card. So you have Teixeira Hill, Figueroa. Yeah, I could pronounce names from Moreno. So is this a champ?
Triple champ, yes. Triple champ.
That's right. Gilbert Burns, Neil Magny, Lauren Murphy, Jessica Andrade, Paul Craig, Johnny Walker. I'm surprised Walker's still ranked.
Yeah.
And tons of Brazilian. Shogun. I think probably this is his retirement match.
Last fight ever, right? So
yeah. And then fucking UFC. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Why do you discredit yourself by not putting a fucking picture of a person? And it's not that you just don't have one picture. There's two. Keep going. There's three. There's four. So you have four people that you can't even fucking put a picture up for. So fuck off. But anyway, there's a lot of fights on this fucking card. But goddamn,
it's like 16 fights or something. What? Is
yeah, I don't know. I'm not can't count, but you get the gist of it. So yeah, fucking.
I like Glover's chances in this. You know, I feel like he's got a lot of power, and you know, if you can get Hill grappling and tire him out a little bit, I think there's an opportunity for a KO.
And
like,
well, it's in Brazil, so he's got that hometown fucking flavor advantage.
He does.
And he's actually the underdog in that fight, which is kind of surprising. I would favor him a little bit, but slight underdog.
He's like 49 years old or something.
It doesn't matter.
You know? So there's that.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about our sponsors?
Yes.
All right. It's January and it's Manscaped. Breaking news. They sell beards products now. That's right. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, man. Like my beard is so tame. So say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Manscaped Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right. Face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get 20 different beard lengths and just one guard. So like I have a different trimmer that I'm using and I'm waiting to get this trimmer. I think it's coming in a couple of days. But I have two different attachments that I have to use, because one for short and then one when you start getting fucking like crazy long. And now I haven't even trimmed it. I'm doing scissor trimming. So I'm looking forward to fucking trying this. And
you're going
to
do some ZZ beard, top action?
Maybe.
I think you told me. Anyway,
proceed.
Yes, and just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, beard hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
That's right. It's all about one stroke.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous value.
That's right. Speaking of ridiculous value, let's talk about True Classic. End the old year with a new you in clothes that'll give you confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our sponsor, True Classic, you'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023. Daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
That's right. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellas of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders, which is a desirable look that can be achieved by every body type. So you can look swole in your t-shirt. So
you don't want my gut like fucking hanging out like tight as shit. I actually have my True Classic on, soft as shit. It's my favorite.
Right here.
Word.
So nice. You
get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. That's 25% off with code MMA25 plus free shipping included on purchases over $100. New year, new me, new tees, thanks to True Classic. That's right. Back to the show. What else is going on?
Well, things are not going so well for our friend Artem Lobov in his suit against Mr. Conor McGregor. And he has been ordered to pay legal fees because a judge denied his attempt to seek an injunction, adding that simply being called a rat doesn't necessarily define a defamatory statement.
That's weird.
that Mr. Judge Justice Garrett Simmons called, that's a mouthful, called Lobov's attempts to silence McGregor on media as draconian, and also said that it's freedom of expression. So things are not going well for Artem and his lawsuit. I think there's still parts of it that are good, but that particular part, I guess he's going to
have. Yeah, that seemed weird because he was trying to ban him from Twitter.
Well, in other countries, the legal system's different. So like if you sue someone and you lose, you have to pay all the attorney fees. Only in the US is it not like that. So which I think there's good and bad to it, but I feel like they sue each other less.
I think you could sue for the attorney fees, but it's not automatically included. Yes.
Correct. Weird. Yep.
So I saw, so someone went through DAZN's financials.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Is it
negative, negative?
It's so negative. So in 2021, they lost $2.3 billion with a B.
Wow.
So they earned $1.5 billion in revenue with operating costs of $3 billion. And then they lost another $1 billion. Well, they didn't lose it, but they had to pay that on loan interest. So how much money do these fucking guys have? I don't understand how they're in business.
Isn't it funded by oil money? They have infinite money. Well,
they
money.
Have to be if it's $2.3 billion in losses.
Infinite dollars or pesos or whatever oil money is.
Yes, rubles, shekels.
Typically, yeah, I don't know, but I think they have boundless vats of just money everywhere and they don't care. They just want to see good stuff. These sheiks are like, show me the fights.
These are the guys that are doing like tricks on those ATVs.
Yeah,
those are the gonna find that video again. Like, well, fuck yeah, man. If I had oil money, that's what I would be doing up in my fucking garb and hell yeah, in the desert. I'd have air conditioning. Fuck yeah. It's all good. What else is going on?
Israel Adesanya sporting a new tattoo. I don't know if you saw this. I'm not going to share sound because it's weird. Here he is.
I'll share it.
Says the old version of you must die before you come alive. So he's getting tatted right above the eye there, above the eyebrow. Don't do it, man. You'll never be able to. At least it's subtle, right?
But yeah, it's close to the eyebrow. So
I guess you could like tat it over the other one and be like, I just have big eyebrows, but I don't know, but good for him. He's living life, trying to tat himself up.
Yeah, it seems awkward. I don't know, face tattoos bad. I don't know what's worse, face or neck.
I think face
probably. Either way, it's aggressive. It just says fuck you to the world that wherever you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I saw MMA Junkie said, this is their quote, UFC legend Diego Sanchez has been medically cleared to compete following concerns expressed by one New Mexico commissioner. So he'll make his BKFC debut versus Austin Trout at Knucklemania 3, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Next month.
February 17th, baby. Yep. I just posted the little fight poster up while you were talking. So good for him. I don't know. I'm not happy about it. I feel like,
yeah, and you know, I look back at his record, he only has like 4 KO TKO losses. It's just I think when you're talking about Diego, you have to look at we need to do, I don't know if it's an IQ test for the guy, but we got to do some kind of cognitive testing. And they're alleging he's okay and cleared medicals, but some guys just don't seem right, and he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to change his nickname back to Dirty.
I like it. Dirty Sanchez.
It was for like a hot minute. I forgot what he is now. Is he the Nightmare? Yeah, I think he's
the Nightmare.
Yeah.
The Yes. He should be the Yes.
With his old coach that was doing all this weird fucking training, and I think that's what got him fired from UFC because it's a fucking crazy coach. But anyways, what else is going on?
Well, as a moonlighting as a second career, UFC Tough alum Dustin Lampros is now officially working with law enforcement to catch child predators. I don't know if you've seen this video? Here he is giving a man the business, right? He's like, what are you doing coming to this store? There it is. And then he's like making people do push-ups and stuff. And he's like in law enforcement. He's like, get down and give me 30 while you wait for the cops to come bust you.
I'd be like, fuck you. I'm doing shit.
So I don't know. Good for him. I think we need more people doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. But trying seems to get legitimate. Back. I could show you more, but it just gets weirder. And the people that show up are just weirder and weirder. You know, the whole thing is just weird. But I mean, good on him. So
yes, good on him. Did you see Bob Sapp has a fight? I'm throwing up air quotes coming up. I will share this. There you go. He's at BKB 30, American mixed martial artist, kickboxer, professional wrestler, actor, and former American football player. He's going to be here to watch. Sorry. I thought he was actually going to be fighting. So how the fuck can you put him on the poster and he's just there to watch? So never mind.
Well, it's Thailand.
I think if he was fighting, he would be there to watch also. Because he would take one shot and then that's it. I'm done.
Does he still look like the picture?
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately. Real pictures, but anyway. What else is going on out there?
Over the weekend, Boston Bruin fans and Phoenix Coyote fans got into it. Did you see this? This is Rumble in the stands. Here they are throwing haymakers.
Oh shit.
We got to go.
You
back.
Want the high ground and you want the stadium high ground. Fights,
but he just hit a woman, and here comes the cops. Like it got wild and crazy. People just, I feel like there's more and more of this happening in the stands and various sporting events. People are just aggressive and angry. So,
I always noticed it back in the day. Like anytime we would go to any fucking event, there's always fucking because it's you got no one gives a shit how wasted you are. They don't give a fuck. I remember going to like Chicago Wolves hockey game when we were there when they fucking won. I forgot what it is in the AHL. I think it's the Calder Cup. So we saw them win the Calder Cup and we got fucking so hammered. There was a point where we're buying beers and I couldn't even figure out money. Like I just put my money on. I like whatever I can buy with this. Because I can't do math.
Oh, wow. And they still gave you beer?
Fuck yeah. They gave me as many as I could for how much money I had. And then I'm like, just tip yourself with the rest, you know? We were fucking wasted. But it's always like I'm always on alert whenever I'm at like a fucking hockey especially. It seems more violent than the other sports. So people are getting fucking really fucked up at hockey games. Mm-hmm. I don't know about football and baseball, but it seems like it's just, you're right, it is going over the top, and which is it's alcohol and crazy fucking fans like rooting for their team. Like it's so stupid, and especially if it's a rivalry, you heard me right, rivalry between whatever cities, it's the worst. So like when Chicago would play Detroit, like Jesus Christ, there's gonna be a million fights just trying to get out of here. It's just obscene. Mm. 20,000 drunk ass fucks trying to walk out at the same time, and you're all like elbow to elbow, and everyone's like, fuck you this, fuck you that. I'm like, great, I'm here with my mom. Like, can you guys get the fuck out of my way? Yeah. Like, I don't need shit right now. So, yeah, crazy. It's insane. Let's see, a little slap fight action. I don't know if you saw this one, go no sound, but. Post this up here. No sound.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Look how jacked up this guy's face is.
From slaps?
Yes. Like, I think this guy just had a stroke. Look how swollen his face is. Is this not insane?
He wanted to keep going. That's just ridiculous.
And that guy ended up winning the whole fucking tournament.
He did?
Yes. But his face is so goddamn swollen. I think it's, yeah.
That looks bad. I don't know.
It ain't good. He got a stroke.
He ain't going to be right after that. He actually had a stroke?
No, but I mean, that's what it looks like. His whole left side of his face is stroking. Okay.
I was like, whoa.
He just slapped him retarded. I don't know. What the fuck just happened?
People are stupid. I don't know.
They are. What else is going on?
Well, my last piece of news, sure, perhaps, or whatever this is I think this might be your new favorite bumper sticker.
I'm in. That goddamn right. Jesus is my co-pilot, and we're cruising for some pussies or pussy.
I'm surprised he doesn't get pulled over with that, but I don't know. I guess you can put anything on you want on your car.
You can do whatever you want. Freedom of speech.
Nice.
But understand your car might get keyed or raped. I don't know. Someone be putting a banana in my tailpipe. It's not a banana. It's a kick. Let's do a little tweet a week.
Okay.
What you got? I don't know if you saw this. Nick Diaz has been making the rounds. Apparently he was at the chiropractor.
Oh, jeez.
You always swim?
Yeah, I've always been a swimmer.
You take swim classes growing up?
I was on the swim team.
What are we doing here, Ingo?
In high school?
I swam before high school.
Okay, middle school.
Yeah, and then I started doing triathlon.
This guy is just pounding a rod into Nick's.
You always swim?
Like, that shouldn't be legal.
I'm good on that. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't pass.
A rod on the tailbone? That sounds painful.
It ain't good. It ain't right. I don't think it's legal in 16 states. I'm not sure, but let's do a little KO of the week. I got to cleanse the palate. Oh, fuck. We'll do some sound. Fuck it. Copyright this, motherfuckers.
Oh,
jeez.
Look at it. He's like dead.
He got crumbled.
Slowly. Yeah, that's one of those slow-mo. I go down as slow-mos. It's not healthy.
Doesn't look good.
I got another one.
Ouch.
This one's got a little side flavor to it. No volume. No volume. Soccer kick.
Damn.
Soccer kick.
Is that legal?
Yeah, whatever league this is, soccer kicks are good. I love it. I love a fucking soccer kick. Fuck yeah. And let's see some cool weigh-in outfits. I'm always a supporter of weigh-ins.
Oh, hey now. Hey now.
Like, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice.
I wish they had a clearer
picture. The guy in the white is all happy. Look at the previous picture.
He's that one, but you're missing out on this one.
Well, he can't see it. He's got the
and if you follow her on Twitter, you'll get some good pictures. I'd like to click on her thing, but I know I'm going to have to block stuff out. So I'll go for it, and then I'll take care of this in a minute. Let's see. Da, 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 da. I swear I looked at it earlier, and stuff was popping off, but...
Mm-hmm. No. Yep.
So
hey now.
Yeah, I'm gonna black that all out so you can follow her on Twitter. This is L Brook. That's at L Brook UK on Twitter. Check her out. It's pretty cool. Let's do a little ass nuts.
Yeah.
This is a visual. And here we go. Choose your fighter.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, Nick Diaz. I think that's Bryce Mitchell. Charles Oliveira, Hamzat Shamayev, Alex Pereira, Chuck Liddell.
What am I choosing them for?
I don't know. Just look, make your choice.
I'm going to go with Charles Oliveira just because he looks the coolest.
I'm going with Chuck, actually. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I think he's fucking the gun. I like to fuck, and I like guns, and I fuck guns. Like, okay, Chuck. You win. They're all frightening me, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another question. Nick Diaz. I think I could share this without you seeing everything, hopefully. Nick Diaz has named his favorite movies of all time. Can you see what they are yet, besides the first one?
No, I just see the first one.
Okay. What do you think they are besides True Romance?
I bet you one of them's a romantic comedy. Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Cheech and Chong.
I don't know yet. I would guess Roadhouse. Yeah, I could see a Cheech and Chong type movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he might like four... what is it, four weddings and a funeral, something gay
that's
as fuck.
I mean, like, a super, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like some girly movie.
Oh, okay. The lead, oh, wow. He likes True Romance, Lionheart, Bloodsport, Kickboxer, The Terminator, and Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh. Oh, Lionheart, that's still Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. This is Jean-Claude goddamn.
That's right.
And oh, this is another one, but this is rhetorical, so I'll do it anyway. So what did Chuck Norris do when his parachute failed to open? He brought it back for a refund. Damn Chuck Norris. I remember, like, when I had a corporate office gig and they gave us all fucking whiteboards, and everyone had a whiteboard that you had to put outside your office, and they always wanted us to write fucking, like, put like whatever you're working on or cool shit, like stats, numbers. I'm like, that's fucking gay. I'm putting Chuck Norris quotes up there, and you guys can go fuck yourself. So
nice.
Every week I'd put a new Chuck Norris saying or quote up there. I used to piss my bosses off so bad, but I'm like, stop me. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you give me a fucking whiteboard with stupid things. This is what's important to me. I need to entertain the fucking masses, and this is my entertainment. So
I agree. Absolutely. Anyway. They gave you the tool. Like, they didn't have to do it.
No, you like, yeah, we had 8,000 sales. Like, fuck that shit. Chuck Norris, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Guy in the canalages.
Thinking. Not really. I didn't do anything interesting this last week. There was a lot of busyness. So I felt like I was in a bubble. Like, I didn't. Just
I hear you
grinding away. And I'm like, same. Oh, it's Monday again. Like, how did this happen?
Well, so. Sometimes it's fun to grind away, because then, like, the week goes by very fast, but then you're very tired at the end of that week. Mm. What the fuck just happened? Like,
yes.
I was here, now I'm here again. It's like, it's Monday and it's Monday again.
That's right.
Anyway,
do you have any knowledge?
Just shirts that go hard. This Homer t-shirt.
Uh-huh. That's a nice one. I like
I don't
it.
Know. I'm very into this t-shirt.
I can see that.
As is Homer, by the way. He's very into this.
He's looking a little puckered at the moment.
Yeah. It's like he had one of them Sour Patch Kids.
Uh-huh.
I think they make those with weed now. Probably
do. Nice. But sounds anyway. Delicious.
The t-shirt or the Sour Patch Kid?
Yes.
Both
at the same time.
That's right. It's all about two men after one man leaves, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Waggle.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.